Hundreds of thousands of federal employees have gone without pay for more than a week now, and the financial squeeze may outlast the partial government shutdown. President Trump has ordered a pay freeze in 2019 for all civilian federal employees. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president's been telegraphing his plans for a pay freeze for almost a year. First in his annual budget, and again last summer in a letter to Congress. Trump pointed to the government's dire fiscal situation. Thanks to tax cuts and increased spending, the deficit has ballooned to more than $1 trillion this year. It's just bad timing that the president's formal order for the pay freeze comes in the midst of the partial government shutdown. Some 800,000 federal workers are already furloughed or required to work without pay.
It is adding insult to injury.
Jacqueline Simons with the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest federal workers union.
Just to put an exclamation point on the fact that the administration doesn't really have any concern whatsoever for the economic well-being of 800,000 middle-class families.
The president's penny-pinching on civilian workers stands in marked contrast to his professed generosity towards the military. Just last week in Iraq, Trump falsely claimed to have boosted military pay by 10%.
They had plenty of people that came up. They said, you know, we could make it smaller. We could make it 3%. We could make it 2%. We could make it 4%. I said, no, make it 10%. Make it more than 10%.
In fact, service members are getting a pay raise of 2.6% this coming year. And Simon says their civilian counterparts welcome that.
Of course, the military deserve their pay increase, and we're strongly in favor of it. And in fact, for many, many years, decades even, there was parity between the civilian and the military workforces in terms of their pay adjustment.
For the last 2 years, though, paychecks for civilian government workers have grown more slowly than those in the military, and the president's pay freeze would widen that gap, if it stands. But Simon's counting on lawmakers to undo Trump's order. The Senate has already okayed a pay raise for federal workers of 1.9%, and the new Democratic House is expected to follow suit. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.